Thank you for listening to Opening the Circle. My name is Tiffany, and I'm an ordained minister and the founder of the Open Circle. Our mission is to offer a holy space for all who pray, meditate, grieve, rejoice, and transform. We offer radical hospitality and love to everyone, including ourselves. You're about to listen to a live recording of me offering my weekly reflection to our gathered community. These spiritual reflections are intended to open the circle of contemplative, embodied Christian practice and are embedded in a particular community context and spiritual lineage. And these reflections are also for you, wherever you are coming from as you listen to this podcast. They are for seekers and doubters and those with curious hearts, as well as folks who are firmly rooted in a religious or spiritual tradition or practice. Wherever you are coming from, as you enter this moment that we share, you are welcome here. And I thank you for co-creating this sacred space and helping to open the circle of contemplation together. Thank you for being here, and I hope this offering will be of service in some small way. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them, and they will be God's people. And God will be with them. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new. Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then the one seated on the throne said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." Revelation 21, 1 through 6. Visions have shaped our world for as long as we can follow the thread of recorded history. Our scripture is full of mystical visions and prophecies. The book of Revelation is just one of so many examples throughout our scriptures of prophetic visions received and spoken and recorded. And prophetic visions change our world. They transform our lives. They literally and practically create the possibilities of growth and change. The late great activist Grace Lee Boggs said, quote, "People are aware that they cannot continue in the same old way, but are immobilized because they cannot imagine an alternative. We need a vision that recognizes that we are at one of the great turning points in human history when the survival of our planet and the restoration of our humanity require a great sea change in our ecological, economic, political, and spiritual values. We need a vision. The magician archetype is about imagination and vision. It is about transformation. It is about channeling the power of creation into new realities. Every society that we know of has had magicians prophets, seers, healers, shamans. In many societies throughout time, it was not considered unusual for ordinary people to channel the gifts of prophecy, of vision, and healing. And these everyday visionaries have shaped our world. The most important thing about the magician is that they are working with the energies of this world. They are working in context. They are working in community to create visionary change. In our individualistic society, we can easily mistake the magician archetype as some kind of very special person who acts alone with mysterious and occult powers. But in truth, the magician is all about the integration of what is, the integration of life, of energy, of cycles, of nature, of relationships. And that power to integrate, to channel, to connect, is available to all of us if we are open to it, if we open ourselves to this power and focus our energies. The magician archetype creates balance and sustainable energy by working with these natural cycles and relationships of our world and our cosmos. The magician balances seemingly opposite energies, alchemizes energies, and comes into union with God through awakening to spiritual reality. The magician has an energy of integration, wisdom, and divine perspective. And the true power of this visionary archetype is only possible through fluid, cyclical, humble, communal integration. In many traditions, including Buddhist monastic traditions and indigenous traditions, there is this idea of doing spiritual work on behalf of the world, praying and fasting and being in ceremony in order to support the natural cycles of the world, to support the rainfall, to support the cycles of growth, of life, to support the community. Our contemporary scientific understandings are beginning to evolve to recognize these truths of profound interconnectedness and interdependence, to recognize that the universe is not static, that we are all co-creating this world, that the universe is being created and expanded by each and every one of us. And so again, the magician is not a special individual. The magician energy is in everyone and everything. We all have vision. We all have power. We are all co-creating the world. As Margaret Wheatley writes, the world knows how to grow and change. It has been doing so for billions of years. Life knows how to create systems. Life knows how to create greater capacity. Life knows how to discover meaning. We are called to cooperate with life, to collaborate with cycles and systems, to co-create. The world knows how to do this. We are called to open ourselves to the flow of the river of interrelationship, to anchor ourselves in time and space, above, below, east, west, north, south. This very moment, we are rooted in this place and this time. We are called to anchor ourselves in this ecosystem of interrelationship and reciprocity. And in so doing, in anchoring ourselves and connecting ourselves, we allow energy to flow through us as divine vessels. Like the Buddha, meditating under the Bodhi tree for 49 days, fed by the elements of nature, meditating on behalf of the welfare of the cosmos. Or like the Acoma Pueblo elders, devoting themselves to fasting and praying and being in ceremony for the welfare of the world. Like Jesus immersing himself in the wilderness for 40 days to allow divine wisdom to grow in him in service to the world. And so the true magician is not self-centered or self-involved or grandiose or manipulative, although that is some of the shadow energy of the magician archetype. Ultimately, the magician exists to serve the collective as a conduit and a channel for the divine energy to flow in this world. And we know that this is so needed in our world. We need bold visions. We need to channel the realities that go far beyond our small selves and our narrow preoccupations. As Grace Lee Boggs said, people are immobilized because they cannot imagine an alternative. We need a vision. Our Judeo-Christian prophets had a lot of bold and wild and mystical visions that we can read throughout our scriptures. Mystical visions that painted this picture of a world that had liberation and justice at the center, and where there would be an end to suffering, where the tears would be wiped from our eyes, where we would know union with God. Jesus, a healer, a prophet, a magician, healed the sick, raised the dead, fed the multitudes, brought people together who had been marginalized, and envisioned and preached a new society based on divine values, a new world that was rooted in God's vision. Many of our saints of history saw visions and dreamed dreams. Hildegard von Bingen, Joan of Arc, Teresa of Avila, Harriet Tubman, John of the Cross, Julian of Norwich, Martin Luther King Jr. They all saw visions and dreamed dreams of realities beyond just what they could see happening in front of them. And that visioning, that healing vision, changed the world as we know it, because they opened themselves to receiving that vision, to being a channel for God's vision for this world. And each and every one of us has our own part to play in casting the vision, in transforming our world, in bringing about new possibilities. As Adrienne Marie Brown says, it feels like everything is broken. We must, each of us, fix our attention on the nearest wound, conjure within us the smallest parts of ourselves that are still whole, and be healers. Heal with words and prayer and energy. Heal with money, clean water, time and action. Our visions are ropes through the devastation, she says. Look further ahead like our ancestors did. Look further, extend, hold on, pull, evolve. We are in a time of profound transformation, and each of us is called to help heal and transform and vision in cooperation with God and in collaboration with nature and one another. We are in this powerful liminal time of cosmic rebirth. And we are called to help midwife this new life that is emerging. And this requires us to focus our energies, and to open ourselves to love so that we can truly be channels of divine love, so that we can shine our light, which is really God's light, so that that light can shine through us. We are called to pray. We are called to bow in devotion. We are called to grow and to heal and to integrate and to humble ourselves and to bring into our awareness, into ourselves, all reality, even with all the challenges and all the oppositions in our world. That is how we become this space of integration, this channel of healing and transformation, when we can expand, include, alchemize, and integrate. As Ursula K. Le Guin says in her novel, The Dispossessed, you cannot make the revolution, you can only be the revolution. And when we do so, when we can be, our world changes as if by magic.
This is a prayer for the dreamers, the sitters, the stayers, the folks who stay quiet, the holders of wishes. This is a prayer for the singers of bones, the ones who inside of their own hearts know the song of beloved, the song of beloved. Oh God, that your kingdom come through, every one of us open our weary hearts to ashes, so a garden of light and love for all. This is a prayer for the dreamers, the watchers, the wayers, the folks who stay quiet, the seeking of meaningers. This is a prayer for the singers of bones, the ones who were born to already know the song of beloved, the song of beloved. Oh God, let your kingdom come through, every one of us open our grieving hearts to you, and let your kingdom grow from all of these ashes, so the garden of light.
You've been listening to Opening the Circle, a podcast supported by The Open Circle, a Disciples of Christ community located in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on Indigenous Tewa land. We are a humble community of seekers dedicated to the revolutionary message of Jesus Christ, to love and serve all. To learn more, visit our website at theopencirclesantafe.org.
We want to thank the Open Circle for supporting this podcast, you for listening, Elizabeth Fagan for creating and sharing original music, and Kirsten Rudberg for editing and producing the podcast. Thanks again. Until next time.